for giving us a call today at Oakmont Shelf. This is Sarah. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Hi there. Oops, hang on one sec. My name is Ginger Chickberry. What did you say your name was?
My name is Sarah.
Sarah, hi there. I am calling because I cannot figure out online how to suspend my shipments for 2 months.
Okay, yeah, we have to do it here on the phone, but I'll be more than happy to do that for you.
Okay, great.
Okay, can I get your last name, please?
It's Chickberry, C-H-I-C-K-V, like in Victor, A-R-Y.
Okay, thank you so much. And then spell that, what's that zip code, please?
30753.
Thank you so much.
Uh-huh.
All right, ma'am. And then verify the shipping address for security purposes for me.
It's 1851 Ridgeway Drive, Tryon, Georgia, 30753.
Perfect. Thank you. All right. Let me go ahead and pull your order up for you real quick. And you're wanting to...
I just want my next shipment to be in July. My husband started taking a fish oil supplement that's a prescription, and so I'm using up 2 months' worth of supplies that was his old supplement. So I actually have last month's shipment and then the shipment that arrived today kind of backlogged on my OMAX. So I just wanted to wait a couple of months and then just resume in July.
Okay, sounds perfectly fine. Let me get those done for you right now.
Great.
All righty. Okay, so yeah, I'm showing that this is a reoccurring order. It shows that it comes every month. Okay, and you want to leave it coming every month after July, correct?
Yes, yes. Okay. Let's just skip May and June, and I should need them again come July.
Great, good deal. Let me get that exact date for you. All right. I'm sorry about that. I'm just trying to find the subscription for you real quick.
Okay.
Oh, I wonder why I was not pulling it up. That's so odd.
I have today's statement that came with the shipping, and it's got a couple of different numbers on it. Is the number you're looking for, is it like a GLF number?
No, I have the order number and everything.
Okay.
I'm just trying to see why it's not letting me go in where we make the changes for the subscription. It's like the subscription's already been canceled, but it's not.
Hmm.
I'm just double check on that for you really quick.
All righty.
It's just a different situation. I've never had that issue.
Hmm.
It's showing reoccurring order every month, so I see it's still active.
Is it easier to just cancel and then I'll make a note on my calendar and then I'll just restart like from scratch?
That's where I'm trying to get in to do the cancellation, where you do the cancellation and all that at. That's where it's not even letting me go into that at all.
Oh, how bizarre.
Yeah, that is so weird. I'm going to try one more thing really quick. Yes, that's odd. Okay, so we'll go ahead and make the changes. I'll send it over to the supervisor, and then I'll get her to make the change. She has, different ways of changing stuff other than me.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'll just go ahead and send it over to her in an email real quick, and then we'll just get it changed. So,
okay, now will I receive an email or anything indicating that it's been, postponed until July?
You will not. But I can put in a request for you to get that, though. It doesn't automatically do it,
great.
But I'll get a request put in for you.
That would be great. I'd appreciate that, Sarah.
You're so very welcome. And let me just get that date for you so we'll know when you need a when your next order would be, the exact date in July. So I'm just trying to get the order date. Okay, so this order date would have been, looks like it would be the 2nd of every month. So we'll do July the 2nd.
Okay, great.
Okay, sounds good. Well, it was a pleasure speaking with you, ma'am. Was there anything else I could do?
Nope, that's going to take care of it. Thank you so much, Sarah. You've been very helpful.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for calling OMAX Health. You have a great day.
You do the same. Bye-bye now.